on.
Just let me know when, you know, some around a quarter to, does not be a day exact.
Okay.
Okay. Now that we had, I want you to know, so we set up a framework of why the Rambam is doing all this and what basically Sefer Mitzvah Mishnah Torah all about. It's about the Maseirah, and the Maseirah was Tayag Mitzvahs. That's the Rambam has done, and he basically claims that Tanoim would talk about it because he claims that various code words that the Tanoim use, Klosel, Protesel, is really talking about the Mitzvahs. You know, the Rambam, you see, because the problem is most of the discussions of Tayag Mitzvahs you only find in the Amoraim. You don't find it that much in the Tanoim, okay? So the Rambam has moved in Tanoim, and he has sometimes when the Tanoim say it's a mitzvah, the Rambam means the mitzvah minyan. The Ramban denies that the Rambam of the Sifri would never meant that, and he moves it also back that that's the Tanoim. He moves it back that was the Maseirah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, you know, that's the Rambam has re, you know, whether he's rewritten history of Yadus and based on Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay,
and the Ramban basically just totally.
You see,
doesn't agree with the whole philosophy.
You see, I just tell you, well, just I want to just before we start, I just say, you will see as we start reading the Ramban was ready to question maybe the whole Tayag Mitzvah is only in Agoda and it's not part of the Etzem Maseirah, that there's a minyan Tayag. Even in Chumash, he claims the minyan Tayag was given at Sinai, but something with, you know, but you know what Tayag. And the Maseirah was a Maseirah of mitzvahs, and this whole thing called I didn't see it in Ramban. I must say I didn't see it in Ramban. And the Rambam doesn't stress it that much. He just you don't understand why he's working so hard, and what he wants the Bahag and okay. Beseda, let's now, you see, what everything is based on, the interesting thing is the halachas of Delis quotes Rav Simloy. There's no machlokes about Rav Simloy between him and the halachas of Delis, even though others have suggested maybe there's really no minyan tayag and Rav Simloy is tamar agarat the gemara. It's a very strange thing. It's a chagamatria, and we usually find, and I'll point out, the Rambam does not quote gematria at all in any place. And the way he describes what gematria is in the mission of has nothing to do with the gematria we know, but we'll see about it. Okay, so let's get started. Hashiri Sarishan. Shinein roi limnois beklolus hazeis. What's kolos hazeis? Kolos is what Ram. That's the minion. A kapach reads a beschum, but what we're talking about is this minion. In other words, these are principles in order to define what the mitzvah, sefer mitzvahs are about. What is in minyan mitzvahs, and in the schum, in this kolos, this minion, you should not have mitzvahs shehein midrabbanan. Okay. That is the discussion, okay?
Is that really up for argument?
It is, because the halachas of Gedolus has Ner Chanukah and the Mikra Megillah in Minyan HaMitzvahs, okay? And the truth is, it's not clear to me that you really needed the Shurish, because, once you have Shurish Sheni, that you're not Minyan HaMitzvah de Vesefrim. So, but the truth is, we'll see what the Rambam is getting at over here, okay? Because Shurish Hasheni is, Shein Roi Limno is Kol Mash Nilmad Biachas Mi Es Achas Misholosh Esrei Midos Shator Nidreshes Bohen O Mi Ribui. Okay? If you don't have Drashas Chazal, but Minyan HaMitzvahs Koshke, you shouldn't be Moinah D'Rabbonim.
That's why
I was asking this. Okay. So the Ram says, continues and goes like this.
So
The Bahag holds that the Rabbanans were actually given to Moshe
Nisim. We'll see. The Rambam has in this discussion, he says, even if you suggest such a thing, we'll see in Sherish Aleph how he discusses this. He says over here, Loshen Gemara Shavuos. He says, "V'ki'ilu loshen Talmud mechuba etzloi elu blagi sofo b'loshen acheres u'mole kein loymono mikol megillo kedoima loy be'mitzvah nemu leMoshe b'Sinai v'loshen Gemara Shavuos ein li ela mitzvah shenistavu al Sinai she'asilis chadish v'goy mikol megillo minayin tamloy mekimu v'kibul kimu mash kibul kvar." That's what he's interpreting more. That really wasn't them of Sinai, but that's what he's doing. Okay, we'll see. Da she'inya hazeh lohoy roy lohoy olov shu poshut kimeacha shehoy loshna Talmud sheish meis v'sholish esrei mitzvos nemu lo Moshe b'Sinai. So he quotes the Loshana Talmud, okay? Now, since it says, Sheish me'ois b'sholosh esrei mitzvahis nemulo l'moshe b'sinai. Okay? Now, if you open more Makis, the word Sinai is not there. Okay? If you ever looked at it, okay? But, that's not so bad. Because in all the Kisveyad that we have, the word Sinai is there. You'll find in Ksavya Minchen, in Ksavya Rav Herzog, it's all there, and the Ramban himself is Geuris, B'Sinai, okay? However, in all the Tfusim, even Tfus Venetzi, it's not there. And in the Bahag, the way he quotes the Mem, it's also not there. Okay? Okay, but I don't know how important that is one way or the other, but Lemaisa, the Rambam quotes the Memra that's what is Sinai, and there are certainly all the Kisveyad back him up that we have, okay? Eich Neuma bedova shehu midrabonon shehu mechal aminyin. Wasn't them b'Sinai. Avl oralnu Allah mibnei shkvah tohu boy. And he's referring to the Halachas Gedolos. Umonu ne Chanukah umikum Megillah bechal mitzvos aseh. So it's very clear, according to the Rambam, that this memory of Simloi, this Gemara Makis, the memory of Simloi, of Sheish Meos, the Torah Nemel Moshe Misinai, and Nemel Moshe, is the makor and the bosses of the Sefer Mitzvos, and that's what we're dealing with. This a member of an Amora. Okay. So since it says that the mitzvahs are Misinai, so the mitzvah Rabbon can't be the minion. Even if before you evaluate, the rest of the Shroshim on evaluation of what is Bechal Tayag and what's not Bechal Tayag. Okay? You have like an acid test or something like that. But here it's even before that. Because since it wasn't at Sinai, there's nothing to talk about. In other words, this Bechal is even before we get started. The Noisi of Sherish Bey is the subject matter is what is, in other words, what deraisa, let's say, is in minyan mitzvahs? Droshes chazal, not droshes chazal, how do you start looking at it? But as well as Har Sinai. Here, we're talking about things that don't do with Har Sinai, and that's why he knocks it out before he gets started. Okay? And the halachas d'olos is loshen is dorash rab simloi sheish meis mitzvos v'sholosh esrei mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael. Nitztavu Yisrael, and that's also important. Nitztavu Yisrael we have to worry about what is, see, it's Moshe v'Sinai, the way, you know. See, we have at least Moshe, Netzav Yisrael. Netzav Yisrael. Okay, say that. The Soges Ramban, you find in Sherish Aleph, towards the beginning, the Omnom Baal Lochis Eino Geiris Kein, Av Menuscha Sheloi Matzasi Kosum Doshem Simloi Sheish Meois Visholish Esrei Mitzvahs Netzav Yisrael. And the Ramban says, and he adds, "Valoshen azeh yichlo kol mash nitzav afilu rabbanon." So there are two things: Sinai is not mentioned, Moshe is not mentioned, it's Israel. So once nitzav Israel, you know, then you can include the rabbanon also. It's just, you see, the issue is not whether Rav Simloi is the basis of minyan mitzvahs, but part of what Rav Simloi said. Okay? This is what the Nusach of Rav Simloi was. Okay, we say that.
According to this theory,
yeah.
What did you do until Hanukkah and Purim? Were there only 611 mitzvahs?
I guess so. In other words, it doesn't necessarily mean there might have been mitzvahs Nemo, Al-Osid. I don't know. I'm just not, you know. And it see, it becomes a more absolutely amazing thing because the question was, they were working very hard to misaki mikra Megillah because they were afraid that mem ches neviim and us, you're missing tayag. Okay, but say that. And the emesis Sinai is a very important thing according to the Rambam. And the Rambam stresses it in Sherei Shlishi. She says, "Da ki om sheish meis v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemru lo leMoshe b'Sinai moira haliyos haminyan hazeh hu minyan mitzvah noges laderis lefishe mitzvah sheino noges laderis ein kesher lahen b'Sinai." It's Sinai. Nemru b'Sinai b'zelosai. What Sinai? The omnum kivnu the omnum b'Sinai. Leika teira she nesinos ahoyis b'Sinai v'udvar Hashem yis ale elai ahoro v'hoyishom v'heishom v'yetne locho es aluchois v'ateira v'amitzvah es aluch. In other words, b'kitze is Sinai odos n'meseris ateira, and that's what we're talking about. Ubebei Omru, Mike Roy continues there. Teretzi v'lo Moshe mo Rosh Kloima, minyan teira v'hu sheish meois v'achas esrei v'anoichi v'lo yiyem mipi agvu shamam. Ubehem nishlamu sheish meois v'sholish esrei mitzvahs. Okay, say. And the Alei Ha'ahora, and that's the Ram Shita, is because of Meser of Tayag. As he pointed out, the Ram in his Hagdama to Mishneh Torah. And it means how Sinai, it doesn't mean, it's not talking about Aseres HaDibros, because the Meser of Tayag Mitzvahs is after Aseres HaDibros. It's Alei Ha'ahora, and then it's going to be the Meser of Tayag Mitzvahs. And that's the Rambam in the Hagdama to... Because he says in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, "Oz loy evoish ma'abite al komitz v'sel komitz nitno leMoshe b'Sinai b'feirush nitno shenema v'yatna locho es luchas ha'ev v'atera v'amitzvah." It's all going back this again and again and again. You see this Rambam. This is very important because this is the beginning of everything. That's what he stresses. Teres Teres Shemisava Mitzvah Birushai, Vitzimon Lassa Tera Pia Mitzvah, Mitzvah Zu, and Nikos Teres Shemalpe. And Ram continues and stresses Sinai here in Cherish Aleph, because he says, Visboinein Usma Mimish Yishma Lashainim Nemuloi Lamoshe Besinai. V'yim nekriyas ahalil sheshibach boi David es Hashem yis'ale. How could you mention halil? How could you say shetsuvo boi Moshe? Sach David HaMelech. V'yim nechareka Shekovu Oisa Chachom Bayesheni V'chei Miko Megillo. Okay. However, at the end of Sherish, which is a different argument, which really is, and he's very careful to say that it's not an argument which he's mentioned, it's an argument which he will mention. And look at the end of Sherish Aleph, he says, there's another reason why Mitzvah Rabbanan shouldn't be in Tayag. V'hu shekol ma shehu mid Rabbanan einoi nimna b'chlal sheish me'ois v'sholosh esrei mitzvois mibnei shaklolus. This, again, this is the minyan Tayag, where he has a different word for it. He's talking about the minyan mitzvahs. This minyan, okay? L'schum, whichever word you want to use here, okay? He kula mikraos hatera. It's psukim. You see that? You have that? I don't know what translation you have, but that's what it is, okay? Because he also has this. It's also in Kab. That's Korach. And it's also in Kapach too. Shaschum hazeh kulo psukei teira. Okay? Now, this is very, very important. But he adds another word or two, which is very important before we continue. Shaklolus hazeh yisamina, schum hazeh, hu kulo mikos hatera psukei teira. You know, it's the same thing, right? V'ein bohen d'rabonon kmo shenivaer. What does it mean, kmo shenivaer? Means I haven't explained that. I'm going to explain that. Okay? Okay? See, he's... And what's Kmoshe Nevaya? That basically shows Sheni. That it's not Drashas Chazal, but that's what he means. It's Psukiyate. He's giving you the Tzid and the clue of what the next Sherish is. Kmoshe Nevaya. He's basically telling you, I could have been my Drabonons from the second Sherish. Kmoshe Nevaya. But he just says that even before, because the second Sherish is only talking about what is Nichnas, it's a mitzvah, but the Shaila isn't Nichnas and not Nichnas. Okay? Here he's talking about something else. He said, B'chal, it doesn't get, because since the Tayag mitzvah, Nevel Moshe Misinai, you know, it's B'chal, it's out of the minyan before you get started. Okay? So that's very careful. You have to see, he doesn't say Kmoshe Nisboyer. It says, Kmo Shenevaer. So it means this is not the argument which he has used until this point. It's a different argument. It's an argument which he will develop in Sherish Sheni. Which says you don't need this argument. It's supposed to, yes, it's a second argument which is not necessary at the moment. Okay? But it's also an argument and it will be in the next Sherish. Well, okay? So it's very clear that the Ram is developed. There's a separate inyan. There's separate inyan in minyan mitzvahs of mikraos hatera. And this, he also says in the psicha, okay, right before over here, he has the all the fourth. I didn't discuss the psicha yet. He has before Atil, he has, I don't know how you have it there, he has a general introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos, which is really introduction to Mishneh Torah, okay? And then it's Ata Aschil Bezichoyim HaKlolim Shiroi Lismoch Aleim, okay? But let's read it. Mishneh HaMitzvos, V'heim Abo Osa Klolim HaShoshim, Acha She'aktim She'kol HaMitzvos She'kulo Oison Sefer HaTorah Tzivonu Hashem, Hashem Bohem. What's the Sefer Torah over here? What's the Sefer Torah? Okay. Tzivos the Sefer Torah should tzivos Hashem bohen. So it means that the mitzvahs are in the Sefer Torah. The mikolos. He says it again. He alludes to it. Okay. Okay. Now I want to tell you something, which you can appreciate because we learned Sherish Yud Beis, okay? Tzivonu Hashem Bohen, okay? The Arabic over here, one second, Sefer Torah, yes, Sefer Torah is the Ram's words, okay? It's not a translation. Sefer Torah is the Ram's words. He uses... The Rambam is a conglomeration of Lashon HaKodesh, of Lashon HaMishneh, whatever it is, and together with Arabic, okay? So he says the word Sefer HaTorah. So the mitzvahs are in the Sefer HaTorah, okay? But he says, Alti Shirano, Shirano, Shin Reish Ayin Nun Aleph, you remember, the Rambam has two words for Tzivui. One is a real word for tzivu, which he uses in general. That's, he says, that's alamar. That's hatzivu, shetzivu. When he talks about each mitzvah, he says tzivu. That's a real tzivu. That's a command, okay? Here, the word, the translation of shirano is a hora. And, you know, it becomes very confusing whether mitzvahs are commandments, horois, and basically how you put in from tzadi vav to kuf vav all the... Din Tumas Mes, Din all Sheretz, you know, is it a mitzvah or is it a hora'os? And here he used the word hora'o, just an aside, okay? And used it many times, you remember, at the beginning of Sherish Yud Beis. Okay, now we have that. So it's very clear that Tayag Mitzvahs are... again, a Tayag Mitzvah Mikroyes, okay? Sefer Torah. But that's not the issue over here in Sherish Aleph. At the end of Sherish Aleph, he says, you know, I'm going to develop another argument in the future, which will also be sufficient to deal with the Rabbonins, but I have this Sherish completely stands on its own independent of that. That's basically what he's saying, okay? Now, here, there's a problem, just before we get started. In other words, Mekitza is, it's very interesting, you know. There's a member from an Amora that Kilu, he doesn't say that is a, he doesn't say anything about it. He just says, and it starts off Dorash Rav Simloi. So you get the impression, here's someone coming, Eino Kum Terein, someone's coming in and starts dashing, okay? And somehow, and that's what the Gemara expresses it, Dorash Rav Simloi. And this has been accepted, both according to the Rambam and the Bahag, as the basis for Tayag Mitzvahs. And the Rambam has gone further. It's the Tayag Mitzvahs are a very important thing because it is the Maseirah. That's what the Maseirah is all about. Okay? And it starts off Dorash Rav Simloi. So Pashtis, if you looked at the Gemara in Makis, Drosh Rav Simloi, he says it's Drosh Rav Alma. It's not Megufei Torah. And Ramban himself, you know, is ready to take that approach in the Hasagas. This is the Ramban is ready at some point, to knock out the whole Tayag Mitzvah. Maisi accepts it, and he even has a Hashlom at the end of what goes into Tayag and what doesn't go into Tayag. But at the beginning, he wasn't even clear that you should accept it. Okay, good. And you could have said, Rav Simloy is only Smach Lebalma, like Hilu, it's offhand, it sounds like Fil, but looking at the memory itself, that's L'chor where you should have concluded. And the Ram says the boss is, it's not a drosha, the boss is the basis for Tayag Mitzvah. The more makis drosha of Simloy, Chof Gimel Abeis. Sheish Meois v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemlu l'moishe, and that doesn't say Sinai, but okay, nemlu l'moishe. But see, in Stav Yisrael is even more, in the Bahag, it's even more interesting. Sholosh Meois v'shishim v'chomesh l'avin, k'minyim osachamo, ומסיים ויעבוים ושמונה עשה כנגד עבור של אודם. So the question is, what's the drosha? The drosha is about the Ramach and the Shasa, even the Etzem Tayag Mitzvah, the drosha. So what exactly happened over here? We'll see you later. Okay? So the Ramban is masig on the Rambam. Because the Gemara continues and quotes of Hamanuna. Okay? That's Rav Simloy's memory. Then comes Rav Hamanuna. Sh'Rav Hamanuna, Sh'motzo lo yismach, my kro. So Ramban develops a theory which a priori, has merit. He says, when Chazal say minayim, anemila, something like that, that's something real. Well, it's mikro, it's like we're talking about asmachtas. And he says that since the Gemara and Rav Hamanuna says mikro, so it's very indicative that we're talking about asmachta ba'alma. And he says, "V'har be'psukim." He says, "That's Loshen Rabban." V'chein Rav Menuna, shemot lo yismach, ma'ikro, eino el asmach, tevremez ba'almo. V'har be'psukim, milvad ze kosu behen teira, v'einom boim b'cheshmen oisiyes. V'inyin kezeh, b'kama mekoymos, b'talmud, nemro al klal asmachteis. Binyonim shehem midivrei seifim ulishanam shog b'mozim hu ze mikro v'alo ikrim omim shenemar o menolon oy benoanimili. If it's shenemar menol menoanimili, so then it's real. If it's mikro, it's not mal asmach de ba'almo. Okay, it's a Ramban towards the beginning of Sherish Aleph. So I would tell you the following. I did some search. Could be I missed it. Okay. There's something about the micro and the setup of the memory of Rabbi Simloy, which is basically different than every other drosha with a micro. Okay. Okay. You see, Rav Simloy's memory is the Kulei Pela. You might have a memoir that on one Amor says, Ein Mashiach Yisrael, or Yesh Mashiach, whatever it is, and the Amor will say, Maikro, okay? But Rav Simloy, to the best of my knowledge, is the only Amor who says, it says, Dorash Rav Simloy, he's making a drosha. And there's no clue in the words that he says that there's any drasha b'chlal. Because what did he say? Dorash Rav Simloy, sheish meiros v'shlosh esrei mitzvahs nemar l'moshe b'sinai. And then he says, the Ramach, Mitzvah Saseh, Vishasa Mitzvah Loisa, and that's the end of the member. So what's the drasha? You see, you know, we, you know, in colloquial, you know, he said anything you say is a drasha, okay? But the word drasha means to a nituch of psukim in a homiletical way, okay? That's what the word drasha means. And we, you know, it quotes the words, it's a singular in the memory of Chazal that it quotes a drasha, kilo is a drasha, without any psukim. Don't make no sense. So for shteitzach comes Rabbi Hamnuna and says, my craw. So even if in general you accept the Rabban's thesis that the word my craw is indicative of a drabola smachta ba'alma, okay? But he couldn't have said Shenema or Manohani Mili or whatever it is, because he's Dorash, and Dorash means a Pasuk, and he hasn't told you what the Pasuk is. So Manun is coming to tell you, oh, what Pasuk are we talking about? Okay? So I think, you know, it's just saying, even if you accept the Rabban's premise, I just think the construction of this memra is very clear that it's not muchach to apply the Rabban's principles over here. Okay? That's the Ram does. So the Chayra, it's almost like the Gemara is asking, or Isi ben Podesh, she yoshiv derish mosh pekvur. He's saying a drasha. And we don't know what he's done. We don't know what's going on. Kilu, that's it. You know, there it is. So that's the Gemara asks. That's what Talmud asks. My claw. And it's a very applicable question. What other questions should you ask? So it could be Ma'alma, the Ram is murdered every time the Gemara says my claw to Nasmachta, but here it's different. Because it's Much the Memor from Rav Amnuna, from Rav Simloi, that there is a drasha, and we don't know what drasha is all about. So Rav Amnuna asks my claw. So that, I think, is okay. But here it's even, but it still becomes, you know, so we're not out of the woods yet, okay? This, I think, is okay. It's not like a dochuk, you know? That's beseda, correct? Like, I didn't say anything. It's better like that, okay? Let's say something. You know, I didn't say anything. Then comes Rabbi Nuna and says, Teretzivu l'ra Moshe, Teretzivu b'gematria tofresh yud aleph. Okay. So it means this drasha is mevusas on a gematria. Correct? You don't find in Rambam any place that I know in Pirush Mishnayos. Okay. In Mishneh Torah, in Mor Nevuchim, that he quotes a gematria. Okay? Gematria in Mishneh Torah, he does quote the word gematria in Mishneh Torah, but it doesn't mean that. Gematria, and in the Mishneh Ovis says, Papas, Chochmas, gematria is, right? There is, Mi Papa is Lechochma. The kavona lechochma satchuna. It's talking about something like engineering or geometry. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's nothing at all to do with gematrius. And that's why he quotes it a few times in Kiddush HaChodesh, making cheshbonos. Okay, I have a long discussion in Sherish Aleph, then in Sherish Aleph, how the Ram learns what Gematria is in the Mishnah over there in Ovis. But that's not what we're talking about over here. That's not the word of, Bekit says the Rambam is not the approach of the Pirish of the Baal Turim on the Torah. You know, if you're going to try to sell someone that, you don't find it. You can say, you say what you like. So even if you accept that the word drash is not so bad, okay, and that the word micro over here is not so bad, okay, because the word drash is machayev the micro, and it wasn't in the memra, but you're still faced with a major problem. You have over here gematria in a memra, and you yourself have never used gematria in kol tokulin any yichiburim, and kilu the whole mesera is based on this gematria, which is amazing. Okay, so that's the next problem we have to deal with. Okay, I think all these real problems. So I want to tell you the following. Okay, we say that the chay is a problem. It's not just not a problem. Okay. So here now, if you open up to Shir Shlishi, I'm just going to slowly, wade through and see, let's see what happens. Da. In the Shir Shlishi. Ki omrom shesh meois v'sholish esrei mitzvois nemu l'moshe b'sinai. Okay? So again, that's the, b'sinai, Moshe b'sinai. Meira hal yeis ha-minyin ha-zeh hu minyin ha-mitzah no'egis l'deiris. Lefi, she-mitzah she-ein ha-no'egin l'deiris ein kesher lehen b'sinai. That's okay. Nemu b'sinai o b'zalosai. The omnom kivnu be omnom besinai the ika teresh nesina sa besinai. How is the besinai? What? So nemro, it doesn't, or bezulasa in a different place. It doesn't make a difference. He's talking about with the mitzvahs that ain't lehem kesher, the fisher mitzvah she ain't on noegis besinai ain't kesher lehem besinai. If it's not noegin lederis, where the mitzvah might have said it's Sinai, or another place in the Midbar. It might have been, it's nothing to do with Sinai. When the B'nai Shalom said, Hori Matcha, and to make something, or to do something, has nothing to do with its, whether the place where it was said was in Sinai, or in a different place.
That means
mitzvah,
we're not knowing
the Doris. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Omnom, kivnu b'sinai le'ika teira, which means the teira which is noeg l'deiris. There were some mitzvot with not knowing the deres, which were also said at Har Sinai, like Higbalte Sahar. But that's not a mitzvah deres. Okay? Al Tigu Bahar. Shin Esidus Hoy is a Besinai. Vu Dvar Hashem Yisale Alei Lai Hahoro Vehei Shom Yet Nochoes Aluchais Vachule. Then he says, Uba Beyer Omroi. Ubebeir omroi, micro teira tzivulonu moishe moirosha kilis moirosha kloima minyan teira shehu sheish meois viachas esrei v'anoichi lo yiyya v'pigvum shom v'hem nishlemu sheish meois v'sholosh atzoy mitzis. Yitzib is a siven shadova she tzivulonu moishe v'loi shomanum ki im mimenu hu Minyan Torah. So now, I want to focus on one word over here. And this is the important word. Ubebeyo omru micro. What's ubebeyo omru micro?
Sounds like Rabbi Amnon.
Yeah, but what's ubebeyo? So Targum kapach is metagi ubeferish omru. Okay. So I had a discussion with Korach, Rav Korach, about this. And what does the Ram want? Bebeir or Beperish Amru? So he felt clearly, strongly, that the Rambam It's ubibiyan kalua, and that's the Arabic. And he said the Rambam is a kavona. That the kavona sarambam is lepirush makubal. Okay, ubibaya omru. So it means my claw is an expression. In other words, what he's saying over here is this member of Simloi, this Dorash, he's saying over Pirush HaMakubo in a Pasuk Torah. In Teret Zivon HaMoshe, correct? Over Be'er Omru. It's one word in Rambam, hello? So, what I think, once you accept that, so l'chira, what you have over here is gematria, is a remez in the kro, okay? And the Rambam's opinion in the Akdomo to Pirush Mishnah is that a Pirush Makubo is either through Yud Gimel Midos or through Mimozim in the kro. And this is the case of Pirush Makubo, which is not based on Yud Gimel Midos. And on the Chochmas Akosim, that you can either get it through giving me this or Remez in the Kor. Well, that's what he says in the Pirush Mishnayis. If there's no machlik, is the Pirush Makubo, v'chule, v'achoku, al ha-horo'o sheyesh b'mikro le-Pirush HaMakubo. There's a horo in the mikro. What is it? Lefi shekva kodem, Shaklal, I'm reading another quote in there in the Agdoma. Shaklal etzleinu shekola pirushim kulam kil b'moshe v'yesh lehem kmo she'amru rimozim b'mikra. O shel nilmodim b'yachas amilis kmo she'amarnu. And what the Rambam has done over here is that this gematria, even though it's not a way that you make drush in general, it's enough for remes that have a pirush makubo or tota meser from tayag, and that is what Reb Simloi has done. So the Rambam has turned the world. See, the Rambam mamish, it's an unbelievable thing. He has different spectacles than we have, and he's turned the world over. Reb Simloi, together with Menuna, is an expression of a pirush makubo and a pasuk of Torah. Okay. And I never would have, you see, the truth is, I felt this intuitively, the Rambam has to say this, okay? But I didn't want to do that, because that's easy, and that's not, you know, that's really like, you know, trigger happy, because that's not scholarship. Because until you can prove it, and pin the tail, you know, and say, oh, das steht in Rambam, then you have nothing, really. So I can point over here, in this Mebeya Omu, that he learned in Reb Simloi, that it's a Pirush HaMakubo. So it comes out that the Ramban and the Rambam are the exact opposite extremes. The Ramban learns Reb Simloi is an Asmachta Ba'alma, and the Rambam learns that it's a Pirush HaMakubo in Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? So now everything now is answered.
And the
Shasa
and the
Ramach is all one second, I didn't get them. One second, I didn't get. I'm just. All I got the Tayag. I didn't do them. I'm not listening. No. Say them. You know, it's like, I got to a point that you never would have expected me to get to. Because I never expected to get there.
Where are you going?
That's okay, good. One second. So yes, so what's the next point? You know, I'm sure I'll get there, okay? But, you know, even if I'm not successful, they also, I'll tell you that, okay? Beseda? So the Chayra, that's why it's a Pirush HaMakubo, it's not a Lachlan Mishmi Sinai, because it's based on a Pasuk, Teret Zivon HaMoshe. So it means the Teret Zivon HaMoshe is really, that's goof what he's telling you. And that's Nemel Moshe Mesinai. Teret Zivon HaMoshe.
Yeah, but Perish Rukul, cool, but using Gematria, but the Rambam will never use Gematria in a...
I never found Gematria's Bechal Rambam. But it I think what the Rambam is saying, that it's enough to have a remez, even though it's really meaningless in general in terms of darshaning in Mesera, but it's enough of a remez with Chochmas Gis have a remez Mikra. And that's what Rambam says, we're Muslim be Mikra. It's not much a chiddush nifl, even though gematria is nothing, but it's enough for them as a pirush mekubal to say, "Oh, that does state the third civil or a Moshe, or does the Rav Nunu with the Maikra, and does state the pirush mekubal." So, but the word Dorosh Rav Simloi doesn't give it away, because you could have a Dorosh Rav Simloi or Dorosh something which might not be a Pirush Makubal. And the Rav himself says in a Pirush Makubal, there's no Machlekes. You have a Dorosh Rav Simloi in Avodah Zarah and Zayin Rebbeis. My Kamifagay, can a Dorosh Rav Simloi? The Dorosh Rav Simloi, Le'ol Misad Odom Shivoch Shal Mokob Akach Yispalo. And in the Hemshech of the Gemara on Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara parrots out, we don't pass in the Dorosh Rav Simloi, we pass in the Chomim. Chomim, look at the Vizeh, look at the Vizeh, Ela Shoyl Odom Tzrochov, B'Shemei Atfilo. And that's the Rambam Paskins. And the whole Seder, in Perek Aleph, of Hilchos Tfilo, Alocha Beis, L'Fichot Noshim, V'Avodim, Chayovim, B'Tfilo, which is not, it's part of tefillah, bakoshes. So it means the whole Seder tefillah and how the mitzvah of tefillah works doesn't work. We don't pass it with Simloi. So it's not a Pirush Mekubal. The fact of Simloi is a Dorosh Rav Simloi, it's not a Raya for anything. And we have Simloi, we have cases of Dorosh Rav Simloi where it's only a Drosh Rav Alma. Maybe it might be. You don't know. You know, it might be a Pirush Mekubal, might be Midas Atera. We find another Rav Simloi. We don't know what it is exactly. Well, Makas Daf Yud, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Mai Dichsiv, Oz Yavdil Moshe, Shalish Orim, Be'evar Yardi, Mizroch HaShemesh, Omer HaKodesh Baruch Hu, L'Moshe, Hazrich, Shemesh L'Roitzchim. You should make it easy to get there, fast to get there. Ike Diyamre, Hazrachta, Shemesh L'Roitzchim. Okay, Beseder. This might be a Pirush Mekubal, but the Mekubal is certainly that the Lashon Dorosh Rav Simloi is certainly a Drosh Rav Alma. So, for example, Mount Seita, Daf Yud Dal Amud Alef, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Teir Tchilos Gemilas Chasadim, Tchilos Gemilas Chasodim, Tichsiv Ayas Hashem Elokim Lo'odam U'Ish that crosses all our Bishem. V'Sev Gemilas Chasodim, Tichsiv Yikavei Oisrei Bagai, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Mibinei Ma Nis'avu Moshe Likoneis Laben Likoneis Eretz Yisrael. V'Chil Echol Repiru Tzorch, Oy Lisboya Mituva Utzorch, Ela Kein Oma Moshe How be mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael ve'ein mekaymin miskaymin ele be'eretz Yisrael ekonis ani le'eretz kidei shiskaymu kulon al yodi omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu klum ata mevakesh ele kabel tzcha ma'ale el yalecha ke'ilu asisem shenemo l'chein achalek loy b'rabim es v'yatzumim yichalek sholo Tachas she'e hera, lamovis nafshev, yes poishim, nimne v'chule. the courts of Talmud Leima, the Shreidim Achreidim, and this is it, okay? These are drashas. It's not Ikra Teir, not the Boston of the Seir, you know. The drash of the Simloi doesn't tell you anything. But the drashas, he tells you what the drash is, But this Maimo, Otto, that's Ram says, this is separate, this is the boss, this is the Makor for everything. Otto steht in Rama. It's a little strange that Rav Simloi should tell you a Pirush HaMakubal, be telling you a Pirush HaMakubal, and the Gemara, introduces it as Dorash Rav Simloi. Because really, the Pirush HaMakubal is the Chamaseira. The Dorash is just, so what's the Dorash? He's telling you that there's a Remez in the Pesukim for it. What's the Dorash? What did he do? This is a major problem over here. Because in Shurish Beis, he tells you that when you use Midas HaTeirah and the Chacham HaMeseri tells you it's a Dereisa or it's Gufei Teirah, we know something. Here, L'Chaira, he doesn't tell you how he knew it. But he's certainly telling you what he's doing. And it's Mama Shapella, because Ika Chosim and Asefer. He's telling, he says the word Dorish, and Chazal is leading you. And it doesn't even tell you the Pirush HaMakubal, what Pasuk he's darshaning. That the whole thing is Chosim. And this is Dach the Meseris. Then, the question is not only that, where did you get this other, that the two other mitzvahs, Shamu Mipi HaGvur? See, no Teira, or does Pshat and Teira, okay? How does everything work together? But the Rambam seems to say the whole Nusach of this, of Avonuna, is a Pirush HaMakubal. How do I know that? Okay, but I don't know how this notes is Pirush HaMakubal, really, because it's not a pshat in the pasuk. Okay? Because the Rama over the mitzvah say Aleph. Va'mitzvah Rishena, Huatziv Rishnitztavinu, so the translation is very bad. I'm using Kapach over here. Because it's not emuna, okay? Shenitztavinu b'yidias ha'elokus. V'hu sheneida sheyesh shom ilo v'sibo v'hu poyel l'chol nimsoyim v'hu omo yisal le'onoicha Hashem elokecha. Okay? And the Rambam quotes this Gemara in Makis as the charaya that it's a mitzvah neminyan. Look what he says. Ubisev Gmor Makis Omru Shesh Meis Vishalish Esri Mitzis Nemulol Moshe Besinai Maikro Teretzivolonu Moshe Clever Minion Tera Vihikshu Alze Viomru Terbi Gematria Hochi Have Shismeo Vachatzore Have Vois Achuvo Onoichi Hashem Alokecho Mipi HaGvur Shamanum Shom'um. Okay. Hine Hisbaya Locho Ki Anoich Hashem Michlal Sheish Meres V'Sholosh Esri Mitzris V'Watzivui Leida K'mo Shebi'alnu. So what exactly happens over here? So I'm not sure. Is this Halacha Mishmi Sinai? You can tag on because this is part of the Pirush HaMakubal. Chazal happened to say this, and therefore we know. But how did he make the cheshbon of Tayag? I mean, he is it's a tzir of two kabbalas. He doesn't tell you how this happened, because really the you could say it's a Pirush HaMakubal of the Pasuk Teira. But what about a Neichi? And how do you know this? Who told you this? Okay, but it's an accepted Messiah for Chazal that they heard this. But how do you know that it goes to the minyan mitzvahs? Even if you accept that anoichi and lo yiyah mipi hashmua shamum, that they heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you know it's part of minyan mitzvahs? And the Gemara clearly says that it is. And that's enough for the Rambam. The question, what is this? Is it a Meseir? This is Halachon Shesinai, Ashlomo, to a, if you have a, it's not based on Pesukim at all. It's not Kilip Shat in the Pasuk. So what, it's a Pirush Mekubal, it's Halachon Shesinai, or part of Pirush Mekubal could also be a Meseir, which is not based on, you know, Bechlau, something new has gone on out here. And has it, you were worried about, I'm not even, you were, before the Ramach and the Shasah, but hey, you basically, you don't know what's going on here. But the Rambam clearly uses this. Oh, this is the Mesor, and this is where he comes out between Mecholilis, and he goes against the Bahag, because the Bahag doesn't count on Uruch Hashem Elokecha Minyan Mitzvahs, which is Mamish Kuli Pela a priori, because he quotes this memoir from Rav Simloy at the beginning, and that the Ramban, you know, tries to explain. We'll see. Okay. Okay. So this, we have no clue of what's going on over here. You have a law that there's a mitzvah, and you see, you have a problem over here. Because, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, I would have said, Mehecha Teseh, it's a mitzvah, it's a statement. I am, it says, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, it's a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. It's a hurrah of yediyah. So, without a Pirush Mekubal, without some Maseir, then it's a mitzvah, you can't even start talking about it. And that's the Rambam has to do, gymnastics over here, mental gymnastics, in order to prove it, correct? And the Bahag actually disagrees with it. Shh. So we don't know what's going on. So that, and you can still, there's no gambas in the core. There's no Remez Lekor of this. The Remez Lekor is only a Tach Reshid Aleph. So where does it get Tayag? What's going on over here? And the Ramban really has... You see, the Ramban turns the world upside down. You see, he does something which I'm very confused about. You see... he does something which I don't catch. I'll explain to you. What is mitzvah aleph? Because the Ramban says mitzvah aleph is kabbalas malchus shamayim, and he says that's the basis of mitzvahs, and therefore it's not a mitzvah because it's the basis of mitzvahs. Okay. So, and he quotes the Ram saying Emunis Elokus. Emunis Elokus kills Machayef me to have a relationship with God. Emun, it's faith. The Rambam doesn't say that it's faith. And the Kabbalah of Al Shemayim, the Rambam puts a mitzvah beis. Because the Rambam says that the Yichud and the Shu Mitzvah Yichud is Kabbalah of Al Shemayim, look at mitzvah beis. So Ramban chants the mitzvah aleph and says, therefore, it's not in the minyan. Chazal said that Anoichi and Lo Yiyah Mipi Hashmua Shamum is Mabi Gvura Shamum. So it's referring to the two mitzvahs that we learn out from Lo Yiyah, and he says all the mitzvahs of the Zohar. There are many mitzvahs there, but it basically comes down to two in Minyan, and that's what's going on. Okay. That's what he does, the Ramban. But this is major because we have no clue of why Chazal tell you, why was it important for Rav Menuhin to tell us that they heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha Pi Hashmua. Even if you tell me that the two is referring to the second part of it, okay, we have no clue, according to the Ramban, in his interpretation of the Bahag, and he himself, I think, also knocks it out. I have to look at the end of the Minyan Mitzvah, what he does or not, but it's really irrelevant to us now. But Lamaisa, why did Chazal mention this in Avam Nunes Memra? Because it's irrelevant to us. It's a very nice, if it's an agadic issue, it's very nice. But if what we're interested is, and tell us what Tayag Mitzvah is, what difference does it make if they heard a Noichi Piyashmu or not? The issue is really the Loyiya, which has two mitzvahs in it. Okay, but that's an aside. Okay. That's why standing over here. Now, okay, so the next thing which I want to pick up is the Ramach and the Shasa. Let's see him next time. Okay,